So after the way that you guys played against the Patriots, what's this week been like for you guys trying to get ready on the quick week and making corrections?
Well, it's a quick turnaround, and you take the most important corrections from the week, and you try and address those. A couple of those were ball security issues, clock management there down near the first half, right at the end of the first half there. So those are the most important things. And then just taking a quick, overview, a glance of the rest of our schedule, and then talking about the importance of this game on Thursday and the quick turnaround. Taking care of your body all week, prepare for the long flight, hydrate, be ready for the altitude, stuff like that. The basic stuff that you would expect a coach to go over. And the team, we took it in stride, and I think everybody's excited that we get to play so soon and just get rid of that last loss and move on.
Mark, how much does this offense change without LaDainian Tomlinson in the lineup?
To be honest, he's done a lot on third down this year. Some stuff on first and second down, but his role has, changed drastically from last year to this year. So Sean Green has taken the bulk of that anyway. Joe McKnight, Bilal Powell, those guys could have the possibility of stepping up this week. But LaDainian looks good. He's looking like he's trying to make a push to come back, and if anybody can do it, it's him. So we'll be ready to roll with whoever's in there.
Looking back at Sunday from the clock management issues you mentioned, what did you learn from all that?
Oh, it's something that I already knew. It was really a bonehead mistake, and something that can't happen against a good team like that. And that was the story of the night. We didn't capitalize when we needed to. We had opportunities early in the red zone and didn't get any points. Then, we weren't great on third down. We were okay, but not our best and not how we know we can play. And then, in critical situations like the clock management situation, then later in the game, two fourth quarter turnovers. That'll be, I don't care who you are or who you're playing, that'll get you beat.
What do you remember about the game against the Broncos here last October, especially the way it ended with that the pass interference call?
We were in a dogfight there, and we needed to make a play, and I think Tone catches the ball if he doesn't if the cornerback doesn't hit him in the face. So I think it was the right call, and it was one of those situations where you need to just get the ball out of your hand. Don't take a sack. Don't throw an incompletion. At least give one of your guys a chance to catch it. And that's what we did. But I just remember that team being fast, being relentless in their pursuit of the football and the ball carrier and the passer. So it was one of the best teams we played all year, no doubt, especially on defense. So I don't expect anything different. I haven't seen anything different on film. These guys are good.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different personnel and kind of a different defensive scheme. Have you noticed some of that, those changes, I guess, from a year ago?
Sure. I just think the core of their team and the additions that they've made, the veteran leadership. Dawkins didn't play against us last year. Champ was dinged up a little bit, was in and out of the game. So we're going to get their very best, and we know that. They've shown it every week.
Probably, yeah, and the pass rushes with Vaughn and Elvis, those are two.
Oh, those guys are some of the best in the league, and they're all really fast. Everybody on their team can fly, and they don't coast. There's nobody just loafing around. So this is that's a testament to Coach Allen, I believe it is, and
yep.
their defensive staff. They're doing a great job.
I think the Broncos over their last four games have held opponents to 26% completion rate, conversion rate, on third down. What are you seeing from their third down, nickel kind of defense?
Well, they're exotic in their looks. They move Von Miller around. They have guys that are versatile, guys who can play in the slot, like Champ. You can play in the slot and defend somebody. You can defend somebody out on the outside. Dawkins will come down and play somebody head up in your face man-to-man, or he could drop back in the zone and read the quarterback's eyes. I mean, they have it all. And when you have that good of a pass rush, you don't need to pressure guys all the time. So it's they have that luxury. So we need to block them up as best we can. And I need to make quick decisions and good decisions, the right decisions for the team with the football.
From what you see and know of the Jets, of your defense out there, how tough do you think it would be to run the option against that group?
Against our team?
Yeah, against your defense, from facing them in training camp and all that.
I'm not really an option quarterback, but I wouldn't really want to have the ball in my hands running against our guys. I don't know. It's not really my thing.
They don't take any mercy on quarterbacks, is what you're saying.
I mean, I don't think anybody wakes up thinking, yeah, let's just, I'll hold on to the ball and let me run it. Bart Scott and Dave Harris and Calvin Pate. I mean, that doesn't sound like a fun Sunday. I'd rather throw it.
Mark, considering that, could you talk a little bit about what your impression of Tebow and how he's, you know, from you've seen from him so far?
He's done a great job. They've been great with him in their scheme, and he throws a great deep ball. I mean, he threw an awesome ball to Decker, I think it was. You see it on the highlights every day. So he's, I mean, he can throw the ball. There's no question. He's done it in college, but it takes time, you know. And there's you know, I wish I could have ran it that well my rookie year, my second year, or whatever, ever in my career. I wish I could run like that. So he's got that luxury, and he's done a great job with it. He knows his strengths, and he's putting his team in a position to win. So he's smart with the football, and they're taking advantage of that.
Have you ever gone through a game and thrown 8 passes and 2 completions?
I don't believe so.
Mark, what do you do differently in terms of preparation, this being a short week?
Oh, you got to cram a lot into just a short couple of days. And, you know, that doesn't mean you skip over anything, but you got to be smart in your attack. And some of the things that you know by heart, you know, you can quickly review those. But then any of the new stuff, you really want to be on top of it. And so whether it's from a protection standpoint, from a defensive look standpoint, whatever it is, you got to be sharp. And then at the end of the day, you know, you got to remember on Thursday, yeah, we've had a few less days to prepare. So it's, you know, ball security is at a premium. My decision making is very important. And, you know, goes back to high school stuff, but the team that makes the least mistakes generally wins. So we need to take care of the football and not have any penalties. We know it's going to be a loud stadium. We know their crowd's energized, and we need to play well. So,
I know he's not playing anymore. He got hurt, but people around here obviously love Scotty McKnight. What did he do for you guys early? Was it a bummer to see him get hurt in practice?
Oh, it was so tough, and you know, especially this week because with some of the guys who are potentially down, he would have had a chance to play. So that's the worst part for him. Back in Denver, that would have been so cool. But he's doing such a good job. He was at least on scout team, and people were really – he was catching some eyes, you know. He's getting some looks, and so that was encouraging for him. And if anybody can heal, it's him. If anybody's going to work hard through an injury, if there's any way to come back 100%, he will. And so we're excited about his progress and stuff. But he's got a good attitude about it. He's a team guy, and, you know, whatever he can do to get better, he'll do it.
I think there are a lot of people, fans especially around here, who are kind of bummed when the Jets went and took Riley off the practice squad. What have you seen out of him in those couple weeks that he's been there? And sounds like he might get a chance if some of these other guys can't play.
You're talking about Eron?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's done great. He's a cool personality, too. He's a funny guy. He's just real quiet, goes about his business, but he's done really well for us and giving us some great looks on scout team. So he's a pretty lanky receiver. You know, he's got good hands, like real soft hands. He's caught some footballs that are not easy to catch. And so he's caught some eyes as well, and we're excited about his production in practice, and hopefully he can transfer it over to the game if we need him.